listening to Through My Bible in 3 Years, published by Northwestern Publishing House and available on www.wells.net. Our reading is 1 Chronicles chapters 25, 26, and 27. David, together with the commanders of the army, set apart some of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun for the ministry of prophesying, accompanied by harps, lyres, and cymbals. Here is the list of the men who performed this service. From the sons of Asaph, Zachor, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Azarelah. The sons of Asaph were under the supervision of Asaph, who prophesied under the king's supervision. As for Jeduthun, from his sons, Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, 6 in all, under the supervision of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied using the harp in thanking and praising the Lord. As for Heman, from his sons, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shubiel, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gedalti, and Romamtai-Ezer, Joshbekishah, Malothi, Hotir, and Mahazioth. All these were sons of Heman the king's seer. They were given him through the promises of God to exalt him. God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these men were under the supervision of their fathers for the music of the temple of the Lord, with cymbals, lyres, and harps, for the ministry at the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the supervision of the king, along with their relatives. All of them trained and skilled in music for the Lord, they numbered 288, young and old alike, teacher as well as student, cast lots for their duties. The first lot, which was for Asaph, fell to Joseph, his sons and relatives, 12. The second to Gedaliah, he and his relatives and sons, 12. The third to Zachor, his sons and relatives, 12. The fourth to Izrai, his sons and relatives, 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and relatives, 12. The sixth to Bukiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The seventh to Jesarelah, his sons and relatives, 12. The eighth to Josiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and relatives, 12. The tenth to Shimei, his sons and relatives, 12. The 11th to Azarel, his sons and relatives, 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 13th to Shubiel, his sons and relatives, 12. The 14th to Mattathiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 15th to Jeremoth, his sons and relatives, 12. The 16th to Hananiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 17th to Joshbekishah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 18th to Hanani, his sons and relatives, 12. The 19th to Malathi, his sons and relatives, 12. The 20th to Eliatha, his sons and relatives, 12. The 21st to Hothir, his sons and relatives, 12. The 22nd to Gedaltai, his sons and relatives, 12. The 23rd to Mahazioth, his sons and relatives, 12. The 24th to Romamtai-Ezer, his sons and relatives, 12. The divisions of the gatekeepers, from the Korahites, Meshelemiah, son of Kori, one of the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediael the second, Zebadiah the third, Jothniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, and Eliohanai the seventh. Obed-Edom also had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Zachar the fourth, Nathanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, and Pelethi the eighth, for God had blessed Obed-Edom. His son Shemaiah also had sons, who were leaders in their father's family because they were very capable men. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Rephael, Obed, and Elzabad. His relatives, Elihu and Shemachiah, also were able men. All these were descendants of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their relatives were capable men with the strength to do the work. Descendants of Obed-Edom, 62 in all. Meshelemiah had sons and relatives who were able men, 18 in all. Hosa the Merarite had sons, Shimri the first, although he was not the firstborn, his father had appointed him the first, Hilkiah the second, Tabaliah the third, and Zechariah the fourth. The sons and relatives of Hosa were 13 in all. These divisions of the gatekeepers, through their chief men, had duties for ministering in the temple of the Lord, just as their relatives had. Lots were cast for each gate, according to their families, young and old alike. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then lots were cast for his son Zechariah, a wise counselor, and the lot for the north gate fell to him. The lot for the south gate fell to Obed-Edom, and the lot for the storehouse fell to his sons. The lots for the west gate and the Shalaketh gate on the upper road fell to Shuppim and Hosa. Guard was alongside of guard. There were 6 Levites a day on the east, 4 a day on the north, 4 a day on the south, and 2 at a time at the storehouse. As for the court to the west, there were 4 at the road and 2 at the court itself. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers, who were descendants of Korah and Merari. Their fellow Levites were in charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries for the dedicated things. The descendants of Laden, who were Gershonites through Laden, and who were heads of families belonging to Laden the Gershonite, were Jehieli, the sons of Jehieli, Zetham, and his brother Joel. They were in charge of the treasuries of the temple of the Lord. From the Amramites, the Izrahites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, Shubiel, a descendant of Gershom, son of Moses, was the officer in charge of the treasuries. His relatives through Eliezer, Rehabiah his son, Jeshiah his son, Joram his son, Zichri his son, and Shelomith his son. Shelomith and his relatives were in charge of all the treasuries for the things dedicated by King David, by the heads of families who were the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and by the other army commanders. Some of the plunder taken in battle they dedicated for the repair of the temple of the Lord. And everything dedicated by Samuel the seer, and by Saul son of Kish, Abner son of Ner, and Joab son of Zeruiah, and all the other dedicated things were in the care of Shelomith and his relatives. From the Israelites, Kenaniah and his sons were assigned duties away from the temple as officials and judges over Israel. From the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 able men, were responsible in Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the king's service. As for the Hebronites, Jeriah was their chief, according to the genealogical records of their families. In the 40th year of David's reign, a search was made in the records, and capable men among the Hebronites were found at Jazer in Gilead. Jeriah had 2,700 relatives, who were able men and heads of families, and King David put them in charge of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and for the affairs of the king. This is the list of the Israelites, heads of families, commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and their officers, who served the king in all that concerned the army divisions that were on duty month by month throughout the year. Each division consisted of 24,000 men. In charge of the first division for the first month was Jashobeam son of Zabdiel. There were 24,000 men in his division. He was a descendant of Perez, and chief of all the army officers for the first month. In charge of the division for the second month was Dodai the Ahoite. Mikloth was the leader of his division. There were 24,000 men in his division. The third army commander for the third month was Benaiah, son of Jehoiada the priest. He was chief, and there were 24,000 men in his division. This was the Benaiah, who was a mighty man among the 30, and was over the 30. His son Amizabad was in charge of his division. The fourth for the fourth month was Azahel, the brother of Joab. His son Zebadiah was his successor. There were 24,000 men in his division. The fifth for the fifth month was the commander Shamhuth the Izrahite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The sixth for the sixth month was Ira the son of Ikish the Tekoite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The seventh for the seventh month was Helas the Pelonite, an Ephraimite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The eighth for the eighth month was Sibbekai the Hushathite, a Zerahite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The ninth for the ninth month was Ebaezer, an Anatothite, a Benjamite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The tenth for the tenth month was Meari the Netophathite, a Zerahite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The 11th for the 11th month was Benaiah the Pirathonite, an Ephraimite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The 12th for the 12th month was Heldai the Netophathite from the family of Othniel. There were 24,000 men in his division. The officers over the tribes of Israel, over the Reubenites, Eliezer son of Zichri, over the Simeonites, Shephatiah son of Maacah, over Levi, Hashabiah son of Kemuel, over Aaron, Zadok, over Judah, Elihu, a brother of David, over Issachar, Amri, son of Michael, over Zebulun, Ishmaiah, son of Obadiah, over Naphtali, Jeremoth, son of Azrael, over the Ephraimites, Hoshea, son of Azaziah, over half the tribe of Manasseh, Joel, son of Pedaiah, over the half tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Iddo, son of Zechariah, over Benjamin, Jaaziel, son of Abner, over Dan, Azarel, son of Jeroam. These were the officers over the tribes of Israel. David did not take the number of the men 20 years old or less, because the Lord had promised to make Israel as numerous as the stars in the sky. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began to count the men, but did not finish. Wrath came on Israel on account of this numbering, and the number was not entered in the book of the annals of King David. Asmaveth, son of Adiel, was in charge of the royal storehouses. Jonathan, son of Uzziah, was in charge of the storehouses in the outlying districts, in the towns, the villages, and the watchtowers. Ezrai, son of Caleb, was in charge of the field workers who farmed the land. Shimei the Ramathite was in charge of the vineyards. Zabdi the Shifmite was in charge of the produce of the vineyards for the wine vats. Baal-Hanan the Gederite was in charge of the olive and sycamore fig trees in the western foothills. Joash was in charge of the supplies of olive oil. Shitrai the Sharonite was in charge of the herds grazing in Sharon. Shaphat son of Adlai was in charge of the herds in the valleys. Obal the Ishmaelite was in charge of the camels. Jedea the Moronathite was in charge of the donkeys. Jaziz the Hegrite was in charge of the flocks. All these were the officials in charge of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a man of insight and a scribe. Jehiel son of Jechmoni took care of the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor. Hushai the Archite was the king's friend. Ahithophel was succeeded by Jehoiada, son of Benaiah, and by Abiathar. Joab was the commander of the royal army. You've been listening to Through My Bible in 3 Years. If you'd like to have these Bible readings emailed to you, visit www.wells.net/jump/Bible3 and click on the subscribe link. Tune in tomorrow to hear God's Word again. Scripture taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 1973, 1978, and 1984 by International Bible Society. Used by permission of Zondervan. All rights reserved.